state environmental and health officials have reviewed water samples from about 150 wells closest to coal ash ponds around the state. The water, in almost all cases, exceeds some state water standards, but that doesn't mean it's coming from the coal ash ponds. It's often naturally occurring, says Jay Zimmerman, who leads the state division of water resources.
25 years looking at a lot of water samples, you typically are always going to find something that's elevated. I mean, it's a naturally occurring system. It might be aluminum. It might be iron. It might be arsenic.
Still, the levels are high enough that the Department of Health and Human Services sent letters to 123 well owners recommending they not drink the water. That's because heavy metals like vanadium can be found in groundwater around the state, but still be toxic. And health regulators didn't used to look for it until the state's new coal ash law.
It does occur naturally in North Carolina. It also is associated with coal ash.
Dr. Megan Davies with the Department of Health and Human Services.
And so we don't know what to make of the frequency with which we're seeing these results at this time, because it's really a first-time experience for all of us.
Davies says many groundwater contaminants can be filtered out, so they'll often send do-not-drink letters to advise private well owners that have high levels. Regulators are now conducting tests further from the ash to try to determine whether or not the contaminants are naturally occurring. Duke Energy says it supports those tests. The company does not believe it's responsible for contamination, but a spokeswoman says they are willing to supply water to well owners who received the letters. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.